have to.
And that totally makes sense. I remember using it at your old place, I guess.
No, I didn't pull up the agenda or like write it down or anything. And I totally meant to, but it was like, let's see, I could take a shower, I could be there on time, or I could bring the agenda written on paper. One of these is going to have to go. And that's the thing.
Man, you stink.
Yeah.
Wait, did you take a shower?
Yes.
Oh, damn. That doesn't explain it.
It's because you're not.
So that looks like it's like the bottom of the Pringles can.
Uh-huh.
That came out the top. That's complete fuckery right there.
Oh, I have a Pringles can if we can't keep them all together, guys.
I'm saying.
I mean, that's the point of the can, is somebody keeps those fragile things from falling all apart.
I just bought them today.
Mm.
Damn it. And I did not act like maracas with them.
Some two-year-old probably picked them up and shook them. They're like, Mom! Mom's like, put them back!
Threw them halfway down the aisle.
Put them back, kid! Back.
No! Bam! Count how much like time like shit falls from the person's mouth, because it happens every fucking time. If they're up, and as soon as they go open their mouth to put more in, they haven't swallowed down all the shit that was in there before, and shit's gonna fall out before they're applying it back in again.
My grandmother used to suck her teeth. That was disgusting.
Did she have like dentures or something?
I don't know. I think she had a bridge and they removed it, but we would
grandma.
Eat and then at the end it would. So, like, I'll suck my teeth a little bit, but she would just go.
She was creating a good suction there.
Mm-hmm. Explain why she had so many boyfriends in her life.
Don't say that's your grandma, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know, and she died 2 years ago. I'm going to hell.
Oh, my God.
As long as you're okay
with it. Yeah, I mean, you're owning that shit, so all right.
It runs in the family. Is that for your cat, that bed over there?
It used to be my ex's dog bed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can
I take a nap on it when we're done?
More comfortable than our beds.
They, in the wintertime especially, they love laying on that thing, so I've kept it. The reason I had it was she would come over with the dog all the time, and so I would bring him over or whatever, and so he would have one of his beds here, and I've got toys still in the fucking drawer over there, but... And then the cats kind of started taking ownership over it, so I won't get rid of it.
Yeah, I bought Darla a little bed, and it has memory foam in it. It is a nice bed, and it has like that fake lamb's wool at the top.
Yeah.
It's really, I like even like put my feet in and tried to crawl in. I'm like, this is nicer than my own bed. The cat's taking it.
Yeah.
Darla will go near it. She's like, the cat just curls right up in it. And I have another little like just pile of blankets that Darla loves, but... She won't, ever since the cat claimed it, she's like, no, the cat can have it.
During the sunny parts of the day, they take over the sunspots that come in upstairs and cook themselves. And so there's a little bowl over there that I have to put ice cubes in so that Pinky especially will come down and he'll lick on his ice cubes to cool himself down. And he goes right back up and starts braising himself again.
Yeah, Darla's like, it's okay, the cat can have it.
It was nice while it lasted.
She does it with the food, too. The cat walks right up to her food. And that's the only time I protect Darla's. I pick the cat up with my foot under his belly and, like, toss him. And he's just... And the cat looks at me like, what the fuck? You do not own everything in this house.
Yes, it does.
Fuck you. I do.
That is true. They own this joint. I just happen to live here at the same time.
I'm so glad I don't have pets in a way.
You have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Same diff.
We just
and
more responsibility.
Too.
Ooh. At least they're only there every other weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they there today?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're like, hey?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Whose house is open?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Welcome back to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody.
Hello. I suppose.
Jesus Christ. Like, we're off to a bad start. Like, I'm in a shitty mood and...
I haven't drank enough.
Jenny, you've been in a shitty mood for months. I don't know.
I am a shitty mood. Are you fucking
the last 31 years.
Like she turned 10. That was
I was going to say, you know, I'm older than 31, right?
I know, but I'm giving you the benefit of like somewhat of a happy childhood.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. No, then.
That's why I am the way I am today. I'm a fucking.
It's all your
bitch.
Mom's fault.
Well, no, I wouldn't say my mom's fault. It's. When did this turn into fucking therapy? Like,
how does that make you feel?
You're the ones on the couch.
how does that make you feel, Jenny?
It makes me feel like punching you in the face.
Awesome. Let's do it.
That means you have to get out of the chair. I don't think it's going to happen.
That didn't happen.
I'm not worried.
I always put Jenny in the king chair. She deserves it.
King.
Yeah. It makes her feel important. It's good for her self-esteem.
I'm saying. I have thought processes.
That's news to me. God, we're just salty as bitches today.
I know what happened. Like, we were in a good mood, and all of a sudden, we're all like,
we start
on
the
each
show.
Other.
And then I came in, I gave you strawberries
mode,
too.
I know. I'm giving you alcohol. We got strawberries, got broken Pringles.
I think there might be something in the strawberries.
It could be.
Did you lace them?
Are they organic?
They're grown locally.
Well, that's probably why. It's
yeah,
something
right.
About the Norfolk water.
The local kitty cats have gone by and peed on them.
Oh, the poor kitties.
That's good.
They were grown in Pungo. What? You know, Pungo, ooh, every Pungo time I think of Pungo, good. I think of a cartoon character.
From like the
Pogo?
30s.
Yeah.
It's Pogo, right?
Yeah, Pogo.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. He lives in a swamp. Pungo is basically a swamp.
Basically, yeah. So how have y'all been?
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me explain it in one gesture.
I'm done. I'm out.
Start chewing with your mouth open.
Oh my God. Okay, so like yeah, I just like do not chew on the mic. Nom, nom, nom.
You know, as soon as you tell us not to do something, we're going to be sure to try to do it at least 10, 15 times.
But at least we'll be funny about it instead of unconscious.
Yeah.
It's the unconscious chewing that is like, oh my God, will they ever
the unconscious
stop?
Chewing.
Well, you know.
I'm going to hope for something to fall out of my mouth.
They don't know they're being annoying. When you know you're being annoying, at
then
least.
Then it's funny. Yeah. Or at least you're trying to be funny. Right. Not a total ass.
And then somebody laughs really loud in the back of the house.
Where the fuck did that laugh track come from? What the hell?
I've thought about adding a laugh track to the show on occasion. Maybe I'll do that this week.
You know what? We should. We fucking love it.
Do you have a story to tell us or anything?
God, I didn't come prepared with a story.
Actually, no, I do have a story because I told this story to Lauren and she said I need to ask you for your expert advice.
Excellent.
This girl is a really good friend of, or no, I'm sorry, she's a sister of a really good friend of mine. She messages me and she's like, hey, I need you to do a logo for me. I don't just normally do a logo for like anybody for free because it's a lot of fucking work. But, you know, she's pretty good friend, so... No problem. And she says, well, yeah, because I don't know anything about graphic design work. I'm a nurse. So, and I said, well, that's fair enough because I don't know anything about being a nurse either. And she goes, well, I can be your nurse on call anytime.
Hey.
I don't get it.
Hey.
So I'm like, wait a minute. Was she flirting with me?
Was she?
I don't know. That's
I would,
what I'm
I would
trying-
call it maybe like a half flirt. Maybe it was her attempt to like... quid pro quo, like if you ever got something going on that you're just not quite sure, like you could now go to her and be like, hey, I've got this rash.
She's like, that time I flirted with you, I'm calling that shit off right now.
Yeah, she like, maybe she wasn't joking or flirting, maybe she meant it. Like
that could be what it was, just like you're doing something for her and she'll do something for you kind of thing, like, but not in like a sexual kind of way. But I mean, if that came out of my mouth,
yeah,
you know damn well what I'd mean.
Right?
But I'm
not
an asshole
a nurse.
That way. Well, yeah.
And then it'd be obvious.
Then it would be totally obvious.
But I'd still be your nurse.
Right.
Exactly. I would still take care of you.
Exactly.
And I'd wear a white. No, I wouldn't. I was gonna go with a white dress, but that wouldn't fucking happen.
It'd be a white short skirt.
Oh, that would ruin the whole fucking thing.
You've got long legs, man.
Yeah, but I mean, hello. You look at me for God's sake. Picture me in a dress right now.
I can't.
See? That's what I'm saying. I would feel like a complete whore. I really would. I'd feel like a whore. Have you seen me in a dress?
I think you'd look weird in a maxi dress.
I've seen
even.
You in a dress.
Yeah. For pictures. Halloween. That's what I did for Halloween that year is I put a dress on. I had like tits out to here too. I didn't know who the fuck I was. But I wore my Pumas. Actually, these. I wore these with the dress.
You wore a fancy dress with Pumas.
Did anybody try to pick you up?
I can't believe I didn't win best costume. Like, everybody was just like, oh my God, Jen's in a dress, and I still didn't win best costume.
What did you say your costume was, if anybody asked you?
It was Jen in a dress. I mean, that was like enough. I didn't have to be anything. I was Jen in a dress.
It was Jen in a dress. Uh-huh. That's enough. Okay.
I had like my hair. Remember Ace Ventura when he had his hair all like, when he had the tutu on, mm-hmm. and he had his hair all in like fucked up pigtails? I did that, and I put on like extra rouge and shit. Like, I had all like, I looked like a fucking clown by the time I was done.
You could have been his secretary in Liar Liar.
I would have done some secretarial duties.
You know, the one where he walks in and she's like, how do you like my hair? And he's like, and just covers his mouth.
I got immersed into a lesbian world last weekend.
You were just immersed in it? You've been a lesbian for a while.
I know, but there's a difference between being a lesbian and having majority straight friends, and then being immersed into a world where there's nothing but lesbians all around you.
Where was this? What happened? Tell me.
It was in Norfolk, actually, at a softball game.
Wow.
Right. I don't remember the name of the park, but it's like the...
Why'd it have to be a softball game?
Well, because it was the Lesbian Softball League.
Sorry.
And
it
was like...
Stop being a cliche.
That's what it was. There were two baseball fields, and both of them were being hoarded over by lesbians playing softball.
Was my friend involved in this? Our friend?
Yes.
No? Okay.
Yes.
I had a feeling if I introduced you to that, she would introduce you to that world.
Well, and you know, so we're walking from we're walking from the car over there, and she's like, you know, you're about ready to be immersed. Like, you're jumping in the deep end at this point.
Full on lesbian now.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm ready. Because there's one thing to go to a bar and just hang out at a gay bar. Like, I've done that a billion times. Like, big fucking deal. But it's another thing to go, like, where they gather during the day.
It's like vampires, you know? You're like, oh my gosh, they really do this?
Exactly. Like, I felt like a nature show.
I
felt like
right?
a giant cliche. I really did. Like, here's, you know, everybody was in plaid shorts with matching t-shirts. And
then there were the girls who were like, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And then there were the ones that I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, it was incredible. And then there was a lesbian argument right in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just walk? It was like Twilight Zone for
Wait
me. I was
minute.
Like, what did I just walk into?
What is a lesbian argument? Please.
One girl was not being good to the other girl. And the butcher of the two girls was just laying into her. Absolutely, like, just full on verbal abuse.
Oh my God.
Oh, absolutely. Who the fuck do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just watching. I'm like,
this is really happening.
Jaw dropped, eyes like wide open. I'm like, what? What? And then we went to the gay bar after that.
Which one?
MJ's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've never been there, never had heard of it. Mm-hmm. So go, and I'm like, it was usually like gay bars are like, you're either predominantly lesbian or predominantly gay. I mean, of course you're going to have the mix, but
predominantly male or female. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this one was, I mean, we were coexisting friendly with one another. It was fantastic.
No cat fight.
There
oh
was
my-
on either side. I mean, it was like the guys were playing like on the dartboard and shit. I'm like,
it's like the one place you go in and the guys aren't hitting on the girls.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
There's like all these girls standing over here and all these guys standing over there, and nobody's really intermingling except to like high five and play darts, maybe.
It's like a really weird
but it was school dance where nobody makes the mix.
It was the girls high fiving though. I mean, the guys don't, they were like hugging each other in celebration.
Hi!
For yeah. Yeah. It was incredible. I was like, wow. Well, I need to do this more often, I guess. Mm-hmm. I felt inferior.
I used to love going to gay clubs in my 20s because I could go on the dance floor, you know, and dance and have a good time without having some douchebag Navy guy hit on me. Of course, mm-hmm. bisexuals.
Yeah, I was going to say, but how many women were like, oh, holy fuck, and like flocking
well,
to you?
Well, like you said, most of the time it's either predominantly male or predominantly female.
Right. True. True.
And there weren't that many lesbians, and if there were, they found out right away.
Yeah.
As soon as they introduced you, the guy you came with would usually be like, and she's straight. And the girl would be like, ah, damn it.
This is Deb, and she's straight.
Yeah. She's just here to dance. Sorry, guys.
And then we walk away and be like, what the fuck?
Right, I know.
That's what the fuck.
I was going to the Wave for a while there for the same reason. I was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to like hook up with anybody. I'm just here to like dance and have a good time and have some drinks and hang out with friends. And I swear to God, like every single time though, the one straight guy in there would come and find me and be like, hey, so maybe we can hang out after you, what are you doing after you leave? And I'm like, just go away.
Mm-hmm. I'm a lesbian.
Go like away. I said, the one bisexual guy, he'd be like, great. It's even worse than the regular, you know, douchebag at Peabody's or something. Because at least the douchebag at Peabody's, you know, he's going to cheat on you. But at least when he cheats on you, it's not with either a guy or a girl.
Yeah, then you have to worry about both.
It's like everybody you talk to becomes a threat.
If there's a hole, it will be penetrated.
All of them at once.
All of them. Hopefully. That's a sign of a good time right there.
Especially if he has one of those dicks that's two dicks, like the two dick guy.
Mm. What?
There's a two dick guy?
You guys didn't see that on Reddit? They had an Ask Me Anything and AMA. And he actually has two penises. And one's not deformed. It's two functional penises. And there's a woman who also has two wombs, two vaginas. And everybody's making jokes about her and him and saying they should hook up.
Why haven't they?
I don't know, because he's in his AMA. He made it pretty clear that he's been around a lot.
So wait.
And their
they're
pictures.
Too independent?
They're, no, they actually, if their pictures, they actually look like a little trunk and then they split off. And he said he's actually
like,
used,
like a tree.
He stuffed both of them in one hole.
Like a tree.
And then once he stuffed one in one hole and another in the other.
That was my next question. Like, has he done that?
Like, I don't know how comfortable it was looking at the way the penis is shaped, but he's tried.
I'm sure like he would try to stick his both of his dicks, his dual dick, into like everything possible.
I'll tell you what, I would. If I had dual dicks, Of course I would.
Let's see what I can do with this. Like, let me see if I can get two chicks and line them up. And
that's what I'm saying. Line them all up in a row and just boom, 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 all the way down, all the way down the line. Deb, don't make that face.
Wouldn't you want to enjoy it? I mean, that's not enjoyable. You have to stop, pull out, go to the next one.
I'm saying, it's for science.
Yeah, sex science.
Yep.
So yeah, and they weren't bad looking penises either.
No, there's no such thing as a good looking one.
I'm sure if he pulled down his pants and you weren't expecting that, even if he had warned you and he pulled down his pants,
and you're like, how fucking drunk am I right now? I'm seeing two things coming out of your pants.
I'd be like, I shaved for this. I did shave for this. Thank God.
Okay, since I haven't seen the picture, were they circumcised?
One was, one wasn't. I'm kidding.
One's Jewish, one's not.
No, I think they were.
His dicks go both ways.
I don't remember studying it that closely, but yeah. Thinking back, yes. Do you have internet?
Huh?
Do you have internet? Can you look it up?
No.
I can get it. It's right there.
No, it's okay.
All right.
All right.
So when we post the show,
we'll look it up.
We need photos.
Oh, Jesus. I am not subject. I'll post a link, but I won't post the actual picture. Like, I at least want to be somewhat respectful because, like, I know people, like, listen at work. And if you have headphones on, it's not too bad to listen to at work, right? But when you pull up the website, yeah, as long as you have headphones on, it's fine. But if you pull up a website and there's two dicks right on the
screen. Then you have to put NSFW before the link, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always do that.
Or we could do one of those dual photos where you do like the one photo that has like the black mark. But when they click the photo, it opens up to the real
thing. Do the like swipe thing or whatever.
Yes. I love it. The swipe thing.
Click to reveal. Double dicks.
Slide to reveal.
Make it in a shape.
And
of
you could do it really slowly. So it's a slow reveal.
Do, 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 do.
Sex music. Yeah, you gotta have the stripper music on there.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and stuff things. Bye.
Stuff things.
Oh, just like two dicks.
I'm gonna get a dual dildo.
Yeah. I've inspired you.
You have. Like, I'm ready. Now I need a girlfriend. Or just a girl.
Are you sitting comfortably? Oh, yeah. Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show. Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one site.
Mouthy Broadcast is brought to you by Jewels by Mouse. JewelsByMouse.com specializes in stunning handcrafted silver jewelry. Necklaces, earrings, bracelets, rings, they do it all, including beautiful handmade jewel boxes to keep everything in. Val makes jewelry that she loves, with mixed metals and rivets, unusually shaped stones, spiraling organic forms, and textures that want to be touched. Be sure to check the specials page for clearance items. That's JewelsByMouse.com. Tell them Mouthy Broadcast sent you.
I fucking deleted my Facebook app because it was pissing me off so bad. Like, every 10 seconds it would notify me with something and I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
Can't you just turn off the notifications?
No, it always does push notifications, like, no matter what. And it's always running in the background. It's always taking up memory. I just said, fuck it. I am done with it. Nothing on Facebook is really that important for me anyway. So, like, I didn't use Messenger. I don't fucking care. Like, whatever. So now I go into Chrome in my phone and it's like, you have like 50 new notifications because I haven't checked it in 3 hours. Because normally it's like, it sends me a notification, I'm like, I just like OCD, I need to clear it out like right away and fucking check it or whatever. Yeah,
I have it set up so it doesn't send me any notifications. All I see is the badge. Like, I don't get any notes about people sending me stuff. Like, if somebody responds to a status message or sends me anything.
But doesn't it still, like, tell you that you have, like, two or three or whatever notifications?
Nope. I've turned off all notifications from Facebook. The only thing I receive is the badge. And the badge is, like, it's, like, the little red circle that says one,
That's
two,
what I'm
whatever.
Saying. Yeah. It tells you how many you have. So it's always running in the background.
Yeah, and I can turn that off, too.
See, I don't think I could turn that off.
I can turn all of that off, but I don't turn off the badge because I like knowing, but at the same time, I don't get notifications, so I don't feel the need to respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
No, but even seeing that I have like notifications there, it's like now I have like this red flag on my phone.
But that's just it. That's what I'm saying. You should be able to turn it all off and not have to see it and just have the app.
There's a lot of things that Facebook apps should be able to do, like let me answer messages in the app without a separate app running in the background. Because like my phone is not like, it's not a top of the line. This is like a fucking 5-year-old phone, basically, in a 2-year-old body. So like it doesn't have the amount of memory that required to like run many things at once. And every fucking app wants to run in the background like constantly. And I'm just like, I'm done with it. Like, if every time I go to do something, it shuts down the keyboard, it does this because it doesn't have enough memory to run all these apps.
I can't
open the keyboard. Like, oh my God, I was so pissed off. I was just like, fuck it, I'm done. What am I doing on Facebook anyway? I'm
fucking around.
Bullshitting and reading Ghent Confessions.
So, what's on Ghent Confessions?
This one I saw recently. This one just cracked me up. I'm a guy who was always secretly attracted to men. Today I decided I wanted to try one. I ended up sucking my friend's cock while he fingered my ass. I always thought it would get that far and not... I always thought I would get that far and not go through with it. But I ended up loving it. Time to experiment more. Immediately, like, my mind goes to... How are they positioned so that he can suck his friend's dick while he's getting his ass fingered?
Wouldn't it be like a 69 position?
That's what I was thinking. You would almost have to be in the 69 position. In which case, why don't you just suck each other's dicks?
Yeah. I was just trying to imagine it. Sorry. I was like, he could be on a couch, curled up, sucking his dick and his back, and his friend can reach over.
Which, when I did my research, I'm putting this in air quotes, research on the internet.
It means you Googled it.
Yeah, I totally Googled it. Yeah, that is exactly how this awkward blowjob went down.
Actually, yeah. I mean, if dude was like right here yeah. sucking, then it's like right here.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
But like, I just got stuck on that. I was just like, how did this happen? Like, how do you bend that way so that you can...
There would also be like the idea that he could be on his knees and his friend is bending over
him.
And if his arms are long enough, doing it that way. But that would take some gymnastics. Oh, I just bit my tongue while saying that.
gymnastics.
It would take some like flexibility and strength, because you'd have to hold yourself. You'd have to like find a place where you could hold yourself up while... Wait a minute. You could do it sitting. I just figured that out.
As she's demonstrating.
Yeah, but you're like into yoga and shit, and you're more flexible than people like myself. Maybe he's into yoga. I don't know.
I would get tired. Are we done yet?
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. It's like, why can't you just enjoy it? It's like, just enjoy getting a blowjob.
Right. You don't necessarily have to like give something back to the other person until...
It makes it dirty. It's dirtier.
What's sexy when you put it that way?
I'm saying.
Oh, God. Are you trying to get...
But we're still talking about buttholes.
All right.
I don't know how, you know, sexy a butthole is.
Buttholes are sexy.
No, they're not.
Don't you want my butthole? Think it's sexy. Come on, let me finger your butt.
Mm.
But as usual on Gent Confessions, like, the best part is the comment threads. One person says, congratulations on being yourself and ignoring all the assholes. Not all of them. Not all of them. There was one girl, and I can't find it now, but there was one girl who was like, this is a very interesting experiment. I'd really like to watch. Oh, here she goes. I want to watch these experiments. It will help with my thesis. Lol.
What?
Lol.
And I'm like, okay, you're a freak. This is obvious. So I was
maybe
like,
maybe she's really writing a thesis.
Maybe she really does want to sit and watch with a pad of paper and just like, oh, interesting. Yeah, how he's angling himself.
I tried to say it. Like, I tried to like pretend like I can't even fucking talk. What am I doing a podcast for today? Oh, I said, as a sex scientist, it's important that such experiments are closely watched by professionals. And there's another guy who like picks up and runs with the joke. And she's like, you guys, I'm not really writing a thesis.
But she does want to watch.
I'm sure she does. She's a freak. She's on Gent Confessions. Everybody's a freak on that.
The thing about Gent Confessions is sometimes people make jokes and you can't tell if they're making a joke or if they're actually it's actually a come on. Right. So you're sitting there and you're like, okay, that could go one.
Well, that's
could
part
be,
of the game.
Yeah, that's one of two ways there. I guess I could like friend them and message them if I didn't have a boyfriend and I were that curious.
Well, it's like my friend with like, I'll be your nurse anytime. It's like, let's just put the comment out there and see where it goes. And if they just laugh it off, then
sometimes you got to see where shit's going to stick. You know what I'm saying?
Or they were just completely
to the guy's finger as he's getting his asshole.
Or they're completely innocent and you're just running with your dirty little mind.
That's
don't
probably
look at me
it.
Like that. Don't look at me like that.
What's the most fucked up thing you've seen on Gent Confessions? Or was that it?
I don't know if I remember.
There was
the lady who said something about licking her tampons before sticking them in.
What?
Oh, yes. Wait. So she licked them before she put them in.
Like
so they lubricate them.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At least she didn't pull them out and. Oh, never mind. That's just disgusting.
My thing on Gent Confessions, like kind of my Gent Confessions persona is like, I like to just be as disgusting as humanly possible. Somebody was like, well, at least she doesn't lick them after she takes them out. And I was like, I do that. Oh. So.
Is there a problem with that?
Yeah, like what? Like, I think a majority of the confessions that I sent through are just absolutely fucking disgusting. Like, I've just sent some of the most disgusting.
You're
shit.
Doing confessions?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've totally sent shit through.
I need to be on
people
more.
Like to see how there are some that are just sincere, but there are a whole bunch of people just sending over confessions so they can outdo each other.
So how do you tell the difference between the people that are just being sincere or you just can't?
Unless it's like...
There's some obvious ones, right. But then there's also people who go on like every fucking one and say like, this is obviously fake.
And you don't know.
Right. Manny was on one of them. He submitted a lot of shit. And he posted one. I can't even remember what the phrasing was, but it was basically about his girlfriend giving him a blowjob as they drive across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Is that where he broke it?
No.
Not that
I don't think
one?
So. Not that time. But he had like a bunch of people saying like, this is obviously bullshit. He's like, this never happened, because he mentioned going to the Star Trek con in New Jersey. And he's like, yeah, whatever, nerd. You don't get laid. And I'm like, no, I 100%. I'm glad I wasn't there to witness it, but I could 100% guarantee that.
Oh, I totally would have. I'm doing a thesis.
I did it because I'm doing a thesis. I was in the back seat taking notes. What was the joke? I mean, what was his confession?
Was the confession just that he got a blowjob?
He got a blowjob going across the Chesapeake
Bay. All the way? Was that part of it? Like he made it all the way across without jizzing?
I don't know.
And why I don't even want to think of Manny this way. I'm sorry.
Nobody does. Sorry, Manny.
Even the lesbian. Don't want to do it.
Okay, so basically somebody's like, no way you made it all the way across.
No, they didn't believe him because he said he was going to a Star Trek convention.
Oh, okay.
So obviously he's a nerd and never gets laid.
Because people...
So it was a blow-up doll.
Female nerds.
Right. She wasn't a nerd. She was just there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There aren't women who will lower themselves to that.
I totally would. And I went to the same Star Trek convention, which is why I know it was true.
I meant to sucking his dick, not going to the convention, asshole.
Sucking his dick. Okay. I wouldn't suck his dick. Sorry, Manny.
I quit apologizing. He doesn't deserve apologies. He's the one who made the confession. He deserves to be joked. It's what he wanted.
That's true. That's true. It's for attention. Just like podcasts.
Attention seekers.
I think the worst I see on there, and I haven't seen the sucking tampon ones, I'm sorry. But the worst I see are people who are like, I have an STD and I'm going around fucking other people still. And I hope you get it because I fucking hate you people. And I'm just like,
fucked up.
Yeah. And you're like, fake. And then it's like, oh, maybe he's not.
Yeah. Because there are people that are actually like that.
Yeah. They get mad and vengeful.
Fuckers. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love how it goes through the phases too, where like everybody's talking about like dependipotamus, whatever. Have you seen those? Like, because the phrase is dependipotamus because there's certain women that like to marry military guys just for the benefits, for as dependents. And the stereotype is they marry the military guy, you know, the hot woman marries the guy and then blows up into a fucking balloon to look like a hippopotamus. So she's the dependipotamus. And there was a whole back and forth between some people once, like one person was calling somebody else a dependent. And of course, like always, because they couldn't fucking play nice, they had to come out with rules that said, you know, you can't talk shit about people on Get Confessions anymore. Because they had to go and like have their little war and whatever.
Because it's libel and they could get, or it's actually it's slander and they could get sued for it. That's if they actually drop a name, or if the person is recognizable enough that they could take it to a judge and say, hey,
right,
people would know that's me.
They weren't even thinking about that. They were just like firing back and forth through the confessions. It was like white trash as hell. It was so sad.
Good times. I love white trash.
Go take your argument elsewhere, guys.
You want to trade townhouses?
How are your neighbors doing?
Actually, they've been very quiet. Are they dead? I kind of wonder.
They kill each other finally?
They killed each other. Maybe she went on medication. I'm not really sure.
Maybe like, he did.
I'm pretty sure she's the one that needed... Because I wouldn't hear him. I would only hear her like screaming. And I don't know if they went on vacation for a week or something. Because it was like dead silent for a week. And then they kind of came back and their cars are around or whatever. But they're just normal. And I'm like... I don't know what happened.
Maybe all she needed was a vacation.
You want to hear a great story? I got a great story for
you. Yes.
This is what really happened. This is what happened. I'm telling you.
True story.
So they went on quote unquote vacation, right? Yeah, no, they didn't go on vacation. So several years ago, probably like almost 20 years ago now, Close to holy crap. Okay, when you realize that the early 90s are 20 years ago at this point.
Quiet, just tell the fucking story.
I'm sorry, I just had a realization of how fucking old I am right now. Anyway, so yeah, back in the day, we'll say it that way.
Back in the day.
Woman I worked with, her son was dating this girl. And at that point, he was like 15, 16 years old. And the girl's mother was dating this gentleman. And this gentleman owned a jewelry store. And he was doing some shady business or some shit like that. And so he ends up getting caught and he's got to go and serve like, you know, a couple months in jail or something like that for whatever he was doing. So my coworker, she goes to pick him up from jail when he got released. And she had to swing by where we worked to pick up her paycheck. And he happened to come in. And so I met this guy and shook his hand like, hey, how are you? You know, it was my first time meeting a real criminal. So it was kind of cool. It was awesome. So shook his hand like, hey, how are you? And he was an older gentleman, gray hair, like losing his hair and everything. And then some shit started coming out about his wife had, they had been always fighting and shit like that for years and years and years and years. But she just up and left, you know, finally got pissed, just couldn't deal with it anymore. She leaves. And this was before he goes to jail and all this mm-hmm. shit. And long story short, because I know, Deb, stop looking at me.
Looking at you. I'm listening.
She's looking around.
That includes
you.
Looking
when,
at you.
When quote unquote the vacation occurred, or when this woman apparently just uh-huh. decides to leave because she's fed up with this shit. She didn't actually go very far because the night before she was supposedly taking off, he beats her over the head while she's sleeping in bed with like a blunt instrument. He rolls her up in a couple of area rugs and then a tarp on top of it, calls one of his good friends and says, hey, I've got a bunch of rugs I need to store in the basement below my shop, the jewelry store. Would you mind helping me load it up in the back of the pickup truck and just driving them over and help me get it down to the basement? The friend, having no fucking clue, was like, yeah, okay, sure. And he goes over. And so the woman's already rolled up in this like cocoon of rugs and tarps and shit. So the friend has no clue. He just thinks it's area rugs, puts it in the basement. And so when he goes to jail for the shit that he was shady shit that he was doing, mm-hmm. they go and clean out the store. And there was guys hired to go, you know, clean out the basement, just clean the fucking place out, get it ready for a new business to go in there. And so they find, yeah,
I'm
they
sorry,
find
it's funny, but it's like I just laugh.
They find the tarp and they realize that it's so long that even with the two of them, they were going to have a hard time walking it out. So they get a chainsaw and cut it in half. And when they cut it in half, she oozes out. Yeah. So they like stick their hands in and they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. So she didn't go far. So your neighbor may be, you know,
I don't think that's actually happened. I think I've seen her.
So he almost got away with that.
He almost got away with it. If he wasn't doing the shady shit that got him caught with the jewelry store, he probably would have gotten the mattress.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
For the meddling fucking kids. And actually, the woman I worked with, her son that was dating the daughter in the situation, helped him bury a mattress and that had the blood all over it. But, you know, the kid didn't know any better. He was the guy that killed his wife told him that, what the hell was it? Something like one of the animals had gotten in a fight with like a wild animal, came in and bled all over it. And so he just wanted to get rid of it. And so he wanted to bury it.
Oh, or my wife menstruated all over it.
Just whatever the fuck it was.
Which is what and I so wanted to do some him. Of my mattresses. That's
he,
for sure.
He helped him bury the mattress that had the wife's blood
that,
all
so
over it.
So there's your story. There you go. That's how you commit murder. Pick, you know, make sure everything's wrapped up uh-huh. tight. So I'm surprised the friend wasn't like, man, this is heavy for an area rug.
But even like
rugs are heavy as shit.
The area rug that I've got, this thing rolled up is heavier than
it's heavy.
It's
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
heavy. And he had two of them rolled up together inside the tarp.
Right.
And so
with a body in it.
With a body in it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. How to get away with murder. Pick dumb people to help you.
Don't do other shady shit that will right. lead mm-hmm. to you getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe burn the body. I don't know. Like, no, that's gotta be a fire hazard or something. They're gonna come at you for open bonfire.
What, like one of the greatest unsolved crimes right now that exists is D.B. Cooper, the guy that robbed the
yes.
bank and then went in the plane and jumped out of the plane with the money and they never caught him. And they only found like a couple $1,000 worth that was buried in the sands in Oregon, I believe it was. But they never found D.B. Cooper.
Did you hear the rumor that that was supposed to be Don Draper's ending in Mad Men?
Really?
Yes.
That would be cool.
That would have been awesome.
Did you watch the Mad Men
movie? No.
Okay. So we can't talk about it.
But it doesn't fit.
That's not
it
what happened. Fit
because the whole theme of the whole entire show since the beginning is that people don't really change. But you can go to Mouthy Broadcast and read my opinion on that before the finale. I'm just saying. Anyway, you don't think your neighbor is that smart?
Oh, God, no.
She's not dead. She's not rolled up in her.
I did see her and the kids and I saw him. So nobody's dead. But like
nobody's dead.
She must have gone on medication. God help her. Like help her and her kids. She needs medication.
I don't know.
She's drinking more.
she's in a constant state of drunk.
That might help.
I should try that.
I do every evening starting about 6 o'clock. Why not?
I can't wait that long.
Total Wine now has reward points. I'm like, just give me an incentive.
They have reward points?
Yeah, baby.
Who does?
Total Wine.
Oh. Wow. Why would you need it? It's a wine junk.
It's a wine. Couple bucks off a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, that's right up there with like Wawa rewards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I go to Wawa all the fucking time anyway. Might as well get points for it.
God, I'm on like, they don't even ask me for my ID anymore because every freaking person that works there knows me. I just walk up like with, you know, just in case, like I kind of sort of start getting it ready and they're just like, oh, hey, how are you? Coop. You know? You're on your reward points? Yeah.
You say that like you're sad. Yeah. I'm a sad, pathetic alcoholic.
My parents were here visiting a couple weekends ago over Mother's Day weekend. And my mom and I go to Total to like pick up a couple bottles because I was doing a cookout and shit like that. And the lady at the register, it's by phone number. So you give them your phone number and they can pull up your points. And she announces where my points are at that point. And I was like, shut up. This is my mother right here. She doesn't need to know exactly how much I come here.
Is your
all
mom
going to
judge
time.
You for it?
Oh, she secretly judges me every day.
Oh.
What mother doesn't?
My mom would hear the rewards total and be like, good for you. Pat me on the back. Right?
She might be like, I got you beat.
Yeah, she would.
So moms come in two basic varieties. The ones that constantly compete with you on every level. And then the ones who secretly judge and openly judge everything
you
do.
I think you can do both. Like, I do that as a mother.
I think my mom's a blend of both, maybe. I don't know. I popped the Prosecco that night. She was like, oh, Jennifer, I'll have some more of that. And I was like, yeah, you go, mama. All right.
Speaking of having some more, can I have another Strongbow?
Yes, there's actually one left. I gave one to my neighbor because he decided to.
I think we're about done with this episode anyway. We've been talking for like 5 hours.
Poor people.
Yeah.
I think the best thing we had this time was some woman rolled up in sheets.
I bring it every time I try anyway.
That and the Ghent Confessions.
Ghent Confessions is awesome.
Good job, everybody.
Yay.
Oh, my God. So, okay. Follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. MouthyBroadcast.com. We have lots of articles up because we were taking a break from recording for a couple weeks, so we actually wrote things and put it up online. So we'll have some more up soon too, and we might be taking another break like in a couple weeks because I got shit to do. So and give us a call at 757-541-CUNT.
Peace.
Yeah, don't talk to Jenny about anything. You're just talking to her and she's like, put it up, bitch. Like, fine. Fuck you. That I can do.